Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
You know, we were earlier talking about an area in Bangalore named after mosquitoes, and with the rains, the open drains, garbage pileups, water stagnating, it's a breeding ground for the mosquitoes. The area was Domlur, and across Bangalore, more than 5,000 dengue cases have been reported. I have on call with me Dr. Vimal. He was listening to the show and said, you know, I want to add to this. Dr. Vimal?
In the morning, I heard this question on mosquito area. So I thought of giving a call and speaking to you.
Dr. Vimal, can you tell us something about this? I believe there's a steep rise in dengue cases in Bangalore. More than 5,000 have been reported.
Yes, yes. And even the spectrum of the dengue presentation has varied, right? From dengue pancreatitis, which is quite life-threatening, to dengue hemorrhagic encephalitis are being seen very occasionally these days, which is of a great concern. Otherwise, 95 to 97% of the cases, dengue will come as mild fever with body aches and it will go off.
Right.
But the manifestation of dengue has altered in these days, and which is quite concerning.
What is it that we can do from our end? Because, you know, in the city, BBMP has to take care of the larger scale of things. But how many cases are you seeing personally as a doctor for dengue in a week or in a month on an average?
I'm an ICU specialist. So I see the most sickest of the sick cases. And on an average, our department is getting at least 1 to 2 cases every 2 to 3 days. So that's the average.
And that's not
so that is quite sick.
Healthy, yes.
The area has to be localized and robust measures have to go on. Then only we can tide over this crisis.
What are the early signs and symptoms, Doc, just for people listening right now, if, you know, they've been feeling a little unwell, what are the few striking signs and symptoms to get it at least checked that whether they have dengue or not?
Yeah. So basically fever, body aches, and eye pain and all this will be there. But the danger signs are if patient gets continuous vomiting or if there is pain abdomen or nausea.
Okay.
So that's when you need to be very careful clinically. If platelet counts are coming down drastically, if there is a more than 40% drop in the platelet counts on a daily basis, that's when is the danger sign. On day 6 and day 7 of dengue, that is the most crucial phase.
Okay.
And fluid management is of paramount importance. There is no antiviral. It's a myth that papaya and all this kiwi fruit will cure dengue.
Is that a myth?
If the patient comes early, most of the severe ailments of dengue can be avoided.
Yes. So people should look out for the signs and symptoms.
Pain abdomen, nausea, vomiting, or altered mental status.
Got it, Doctor. Thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing this information with us.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Disha.
Thank you, sir.
Great show.
Thank you.
Really entertaining. I spend my half an hour time driving just listening to your show. Excellent.
Thank you, Doc. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you, Doc. Adding to that, I think there's a doctor who sent me another voice note.
And please, no antibiotics on day 1, day 2, unless and until prescribed by a doctor. No self-medications.
Oh, yeah. Self-medication is an absolute no-no. Google ain't your doctor, please. Kisi doctor se milo, salha lelo, get an advice, get a consultation done, and take it forward accordingly. 93.5 Red FM par, yaar in machharon ki baj jaate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.